ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगं न वान् न बुद्धिर्नाकृतिः तोषा हेतुः तेर्यद् विसृष्टान् अपि न वनौकशस् चकार सख्ये भट लक्ष्मणाग्रजः न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वान् न बुद्धिर्न कृतिस्तोष्टहेतु यद्विसृष्टान् अपि न वनौकशस् चकार शक्ये भटलक्ष्मणाग्रजः न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वान् न बुद्धिर्न कृतिस्तोष्टहेतु यद्विसृष्टान् अपि न वनौकशस् चकार शक्ये भटलक्ष्मणाग्रजः न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वान् न बुद्धिर्न कृतिस्तोषहेतु यद्विसृष्टान् अपि न वनौकशम् चकार शक्ये भटलक्ष्मणाग्रजः
Not Janma, birth in a very polished aristocratic family.
Nunam, indeed, Mahata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor Saubhagam, great fortune. Na, nor Vak, and an elegant manner of speaking. Na, nor Buddhihi, sharpness of intelligence. Na, not Akriti, features of the body. Toshehe tuhu, the cause of pleasure to the Lord. Taihi, by all those above mentioned qualities. Yat, because. Vishrishtan, rejected. Api, although. Nah, us. Vanaokasha, the inhabitants of the forest. Chakara, accepted. Sakye, in friendship. Bata, alas. Lakshmana Agraja, Lord Sri Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana. Translation. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities, such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends? Purport. In a prayer to Krishna expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix A means not, and Kinchana means something of this material world. One may be very proud of this prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on, but all these are generally good qualifications in material dealings. They are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee, and when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by a high birth, wealth, education, and personal beauty, Janmaishvarya Shuruta Shri, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness. Nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion, bhaktya mam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Laulyam ekam mulam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, Kola vecha sevakere dheka bhagya simha Brahma Shiva kande jara dekiya mahima Dane jane dhanditye Krishna nahipai Kevala bhaktira vasa Chaitanya gosai. Behold the great fortune of the devotee Kola vecha. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers, or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Kolavecha Sridhar, and whose only business was to sell pots made of the skin of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for the worship of Mother Ganga, and with the other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that had a broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils, and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Gosai through material opulence. That shelter is attainable only by only by pure devotional service. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyana vritam Anakulyena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Rutama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality, Supreme Lord Krishna, favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. So here the residents of Kimpurusha Varsha. They are pointing out that how we gain the Lord's mercy or the closeness to the Lord is through devotion. That there is not another means, there is not another path. Harinama eva kevalam. There's not some other way to do it, but only by this method. By following the prescribed duties, by chanting the various activities with the desire simply to please the Lord. There's not something else. It is not by wonderful birth, exquisite beauty, very sharp intelligence, great power of speech, or any other thing that we may gain in the material world, but it's simply by devotion. That is how we can capture the Lord, because everything is already Krishna's. So we're very beautiful, it won't attract Krishna, because our beauty has come from Him. So we may have a little bit more than someone else, but He has all of it. So why should that be so attractive? Right? If you have so much money, someone takes a little bit of your money and brings it, then it's not going to impress you. Especially if they think it's theirs. They take your money, bring it, and then they say, ah, yes, I have brought you some of my money. I want to give you donation. It will not be impressive. So all these qualities, they have all come from Krishna. They have all coming from Him, manifest by Him in various amazing ways in the material world. And we, due to forgetfulness of Krishna, have become bewildered by them. And we think, yes, very nice, very special. Right? But what we forget is, what's not special is the qualities themselves, because they themselves are nice on their own, but because they are coming from Krishna. That is what's wonderful. Someone is very powerful, so we respect this person. Even the Shastras say we should respect this person. But not because they themselves are the powerful person, we're respecting them. No, this power that is coming from Krishna. So then we are able to see a powerful person and remember Krishna. He's the most powerful. We see a beautiful person, we remember Krishna. He's the most beautiful. Because that beauty, that little bit of beauty that is there, that is also coming from Krishna. That is Krishna. But it is only a small portion. Right? Just like, so one may think, well, that's Krishna, I can get attracted to it. But you can get attracted, but not to forget Krishna. You become attracted and it reminds you of Krishna. That is one thing. But if you get attracted, you forget Krishna. That's not good. Because then that is foolishness. You have a very wealthy person. You become attracted by their one paisa. And you think the one paisa is all in all. You forget there's a person who has all that wealth. And they're more attractive than their money. They know how to gain money. They know how to keep money. That is their attractive feature. One paisa doesn't mean anything. So Krishna has put a touch, a drop of His potency into the material world in the way of wealth, renunciation, knowledge, power, beauty. All these things He has put in. Just a touch, just so that we will not dry up here and die. Because the material world is so boring. So He puts a drop of His own attractiveness here. And we become attracted by that. But we're fools because we think it's the energy itself that is attractive. No, Krishna has entered that. That's why it's attractive. Right? Whatever it may be, you take anything, it's beautiful because a touch of Krishna's beauty is there. Very small. Right? Very small. So how much more beautiful is Krishna? So the residents of Kimpurusha Varsha here are pointing out that they themselves don't have any of these nice qualities that everybody is fighting for or trying to establish in the material world. They do not have wonderful birth. They're all kinaras, means different kinds of amazingly shaped, like forest people. you know, like Hanuman and all these other people. They're not exactly animals. As we see here, they're speaking in Sanskrit. They know the philosophy. They're worshiping the Lord. But they don't have the high birth and everything like, you know, Arjuna and Yudhishthir and all these people. They're in from the forest, and they look like forest animals. Hanuman looks like a monkey. Right? But he dresses nicely and wears ornaments and speaks Sanskrit, knows all the Vedic literatures, has mystic powers, all these things. But he looks like a monkey. Right? Jambavan looks like a bear. So like this, the Kimpurushas all look like all these various kinds of animals. And they're born in the forest, they live in the forest, and since they don't have to impress anybody with their great high birth and upbringing, then they can speak very simply. They don't have to speak very eloquently. So like that, but Lord Ramachandra has accepted them as his friend. Because friendship is not based on anything external. Maybe in the beginning, when a friendship is not very mature, but as we see, we develop. As we see that if friendship is starting, at the first we may notice some external things. But immediately, if it is positive, we start noticing the qualities. It's the quality that is there. But due to the modern degradation of the culture, emphasis is put on the external. Because you can sell externals. You cannot sell qualities. I cannot sell you a package of fine behavior. Right? I cannot sell that to you. Or appreciation for others. Or humility. Or prowess. I cannot open a shop and sell it. Therefore, there's no business. So no one advertises it. A person has to have fine taste to wear nicely fine clothes. But you cannot sell the fine taste, but you can sell the fine clothes. So therefore, you advertise fine clothes with some people who are sophisticated and say that you can also become like this. All you have to do is put these clothes on. Right? They don't tell you that they looked around for many weeks or months to find the right people to wear these sophisticated clothes. Right? And they had to get sophisticated people to take pictures of them. All they do is tell you, if you're fool enough and you got the money and you're not attached to your money, or at least you're more attached to trying to cut a profile than to keep your money, then all you have to do is go into the shop, buy these clothes, put them on, and voila, you are now Mr. Sophisticated. That I can sell, that I can make money out of. So the foolish person thinks it is the external. But someone who is dressed nicely, actually it's because they have the quality to dress nicely. Therefore, when they put on nice dress, they look nice. Someone else puts it on, they don't look nice. Right? The same clothes that you see on the person on the television or in the ad in the magazine, everybody's wearing on the street, but somehow or another they don't look the same. Right? They're not standing there and everybody's crowding around them and everything's happening wonderful for them. Somehow or another it's not going on. Because it's the quality that they have. We see someone has so much power, but that's because they have the ability to influence. They know how to deal so that they can do that. It's not the position. You can put somebody off the street as the king, but you'll see within 5 minutes he'll be off the throne and someone else will have taken over. No question. Person sitting on the throne because they have the ability to maintain that. They have the qualities. So it's qualities that are really what is mattering. But somehow or another, the modern culture, we miss this. qualities aren't important, because then qualities means we have to get personal. Qualities are something deeper than just the body. I like the body, I get close. I don't like the body, I separate. But qualities means there's a closeness that has to be there, because now you're getting closer to the soul. You've got to step up from the body to the mind. The mind, the intelligence. So these qualities are there. So these qualities are also coming from Krishna. So someone has wonderful qualities, that is also Krishna's quality. We see 64 main categories of qualities Krishna has. He has unlimited, but Rupa Goswami categorizes it into 64. Right? It's a nice number. And we can accommodate it. More than that, we might become bewildered. Right? So these qualities are Krishna's qualities. Then, from these qualities come activities. You have qualities, from according to your qualities you have activities. Not the other way around. You have a particular mentality, you have a particular ability, then you will act and things will work with you in a particular way. And so we become attracted by activities. But these activities also are coming from Krishna. So everything is coming from Krishna. Nothing is coming not from Krishna. Right? It may be the shadow, but the shadow is from Krishna. And the shadow will move how Krishna moves. How Yoga Maya moves, that's how the material energy will move. Right? Yoga Maya moves her hand like this, then her shadow as Parvati moves like this. She doesn't do something else. Not that Yoga Maya moves like this and Parvati goes like this. It's the same. So we see that the qualities come through here, but they're perverted. So the qualities that happen in the spiritual realm, the activities and that, these are the natural activities here. But if we take those activities and just say, well, because of the spiritual activities, I will do them and that's all right. Like Krishna dances the rasa dance. He does so many different things. But the point is that these are things for him as the enjoyer to do. So if you want to remain in the material world as the so-called enjoyer, yes, take all those things, no problem. But if we want to get out of the material world, then we have to take the activities that the acharyas tell us, these activities are good, others are not so good. You take those, you'll have a problem. Because then you will be proud. Your high birth, your prestige, your beautiful speech, your intelligence, all these things. You'll become bewildered by those things. So the acharyas tell us, these things you do, these things you don't do. We have to do something. So they tell us what to do. So here, then, in conclusion, Prabhupada mentions, Rupa Goswami says we should render pure devotional service. Right? And the definition is that, is service being done without, that's favorable, without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. We're not into jnana, we're not into karma, yoga, or just some immediate, whatever we can get our hands on right now. We don't want any of that. And it's being done, favorable means for Krishna. Right? So Rupa Goswami says, this is the essence of the devotional, the definition. So this is the same what Krishna says in the Gita. Perform your duties favorably, means for him, without attachment to the results, without thinking you're the doer, right? The controller, like the jnanis, or the enjoyer like the karmis? For Krishna, that's pure devotional service. So Kolabetra Sridhar, he is performing service like that. He has little something. He has some bananas. He takes the bark from those and makes them into little leaf cups. And like that, he maintains himself. So he does his duties. He does it for Krishna. He's not wealthy. He's not aristocratic. He's not a great philosopher, sharp intelligence. Lord Chaitanya comes, defeats him every day. Comes and steals his banana flowers and the heart, the Torah, the heart of the banana tree. So every day he comes and just takes them. And so Kolabetra argues with them, but Lord Chaitanya is more clever, always defeats him. So then eventually he just brings every day, okay, this is for Lord Chaitanya. He can just take them, I won't argue. So like this, and Lord Chaitanya is very impressed with this. He has just an iron water pot. So Lord Chaitanya comes and steals this from him. Because Lord Chaitanya is very tall, Kolabetra is short. Then Kolabetra is trying to grab the water pot, but Lord Chaitanya is so tall, holds it way up, and then he drinks from it like that. So this is the affection that the Lord has for Kolabetra, has for the Kimpurushas. They go, they live in the forest, they throw rocks into the ocean, they march across it, they battle, they do all kinds of amazing things. These things are done. So this is how we should become inspired, that it is not our intelligence, it's not all these things, material, but it's simply the spiritual intelligence of understanding to serve and surrender to Krishna, the beauty of performing devotional activities, surrendering to Krishna, the wealth of this detachment from the material nature, attachment to Krishna. These are what we should try to gain. This gives us some real benefit, some real happiness. Any questions or comments? No? Okay, so we'll end here. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi. It should have, why didn't you give this earlier? Why you gave it now? I mean, devotees are leaving and all. So Padmalochan Prabhu has given a note here that Vyas Puja offering is, time is coming up. If everybody could take this advantage. Generally, devotees, only temples or senior devotees can write in for Prabhupada's Vyas Puja book. But now the arrangement, the local arrangement is devotees can write and have that put into a book to be offered to Srila Prabhupada. So we should take advantage of this nice opportunity to write something in appreciation, our realization, some glorification of Srila Prabhupada. So that should be in by the 1st of August, given to Padmalochan Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki.